Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Did you watch the president speak last night? Was that even a family meeting? I don't know. I don't understand these things. I don't know why he doesn't put it in an email or just send us a link to a YouTube thing. He doesn't, it's not like he answers questions in any event. He doesn't engage with the press, which to me is a big problem. Tami Malinga is a political consultant, joins us this morning. Tami, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Howard. Good morning to your listeners.
So, what did you think of last night, Ramaphosa speaking about the state of corruption? Did you believe him?
No. In fact, I felt the president should have just sent us a voice note.
Exactly. Exactly, my feeling, yeah.
Yeah, there's a line that his predecessor likes much, the line from Macbeth, where he says it is a tale told by an idiot for sound and fury, you know.
Yep, absolutely.
So that is what I thought about what the president was reading yesterday. It's like, okay, no, man, you should have just sent a voice note and let us continue with our lives.
So why do you think he felt this need to speak to us last night?
He's very reactive, very, very much reactive. He had the opportunity to take us into his confidence immediately after he had the report being sent back to him when the courts had said all the edits need to be done by the 10th of October. In fact, he needed to take us into his confidence before then and tell us why. It did not oppose Justice Zondo, and immediately after then, he needed to take us into his confidence and receive the report, and of course, because he had already gone through it and tell us why. Now, on Friday, he gets criticized by former President Kgalema Motlanthe. On Saturday, he gets criticized in 8 in the morning by former President Thabo Mbeki, and then his predecessor, later in the afternoon, goes on his rant, on his childlike rant, and you know, and he then refers to him as your president, and he tells also a whole lot of lies in there. And after that, he felt, no, I needed to respond. And that's why we had the address yesterday. Honestly, when I heard there's going to be a presidential address, what came to me, I didn't even think of the state capture, because people said, oh, the president's going to be addressing us later this evening. Will you be watching? I thought, oh, okay, finally, Mike's resigning, you know. Oh, and it turned out later that he's giving us a Zondo feedback into the Zondo report. And then first thing that came to my mind is that, okay, he's being reactive because three of his former colleagues have criticized him. Basically, that's it.
I mean, I just wonder if he expected anybody to watch, especially because he doesn't engage with the press. How can he not open up for questions and to have a discussion? It makes him seem very, very fearful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does very much, because one of the things, again, is that he still has this albatross that's hanging around his neck, and he came on the ticket of being Mr. Corruption Buster. Now he has this albatross that's around his neck, and he cannot open questions on this, especially this one press conference, that when he spoke about when we see our state entities crumbling and when we see workers not being paid, we still feel the pinch or the pain of state capture, you know. With that line as one of your opening lines, you cannot be taking questions at the end of the day, because then you one of the questions will say, yeah, you say we still feel the pain of state capture. You came on the ticket of anti-corruption, but we still saw a lot of graft under you, and we're seeing in your own backyard, in your own private space, there are a lot of unanswered questions.
That would have been the first question people would, anyone from the press would have asked is, you talk about corruption, but tell us about that story.
I would have asked the same as well. Mm-hmm. I would have said, yeah.
The other thing, of course, is it's all of this is happening in the middle of load shedding stage 4. Now, whether that's a coincidence or not, I don't know. But it does seem as though the presidential battle, to me, it intensifies when he's away. It intensifies, the Eskom issues intensify when something like this is going on. And then suddenly on the weekend, we had all of these breakdowns when he, after he announces that he's going to be speaking to us about corruption, and we move to stage 4. To me, that just indicates the level of this war, this internal war that is ripping this country apart, this ANC war that is ripping the country apart. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, one of the comments that I wrote down as I was listening yesterday, the first thing that I wrote was an article that I had written earlier this month. The opening line is, once again, the ANC, the silly season is upon us. And I said, it's not the silly season that is characterized by our spending as we look forward to be exchanging gifts with our families,
Yes,
I said, it's the silly season of the ANC as it gears up for its elections in December. And I said, within these 2 months, which is October and November, we're going to be seeing a lot as fights are breaking, there's factional fights, and state resources are being used to fight those battles. And this is what we are seeing now. We saw a president who stood up and used a state-sanctioned inquiry and its report to fight his battles. And he even went as far as threatening other ministers to say that those who are mentioned in the report, you must know we are coming for you. Mm. So whoever is mentioned in the report and who will dare try to campaign now against the president must know that they are coming for him or her. We are in the silly season where there is not going to be any service delivery. We have one of the most horrendous crimes taking place. Kids are missing and being killed. We have gender-based violence. We have the organized crime taking place, brazenly. And it was a hype of 2 minutes that the ministers of police, went on to TV and spoke about it. But after that, no, nothing. It's now going to be on Zondo and people just being on which other camp because everyone is preparing for December. So we are in that silly season. So state resources are now going to be used to spy on each other to make sure that this or that camp is being sorted out. I mean, I was really, really so flabbergasted to see that, you read the undertones of the Zondo report. It was just to paint one side badly, make sure that you tell others that we are coming for you. Mm. It was that bad. It was that bad with what the president did with the opportunity of using the Zondo report to fight battle.
Absolutely horrifying. That's where we leave it to Tami Malinga, who is a political consultant at Mkabayi Management Consultants, talking to us about the president's speech last night. Did you watch it? Did you listen to it? I'd actually love to hear from somebody who did. Did anybody actually take the time to listen to the president.